A dog peeing himself whenever guests come over is a very, very loud scream for help, right? In today's episode of A Dog's Soul on Empath's Guide to Your Dog's Feelings, we talk about Diego, a 3-year-old COVID puppy who had his issues with guests and people walking by the fence and, of course, the mailman. This is kind of a cliche, but those were his issues. So stay tuned and have fun. All right, so Diego was a 3-year-old Marimano, so a livestock guardian breed. He was a mix and not that easy to find out what mix. So his parents didn't know. But the Marimano was kind of obvious. He was a little bit on the slim side for a livestock guardian dog, but other than that, he looked like a Marimano. He was adopted during COVID, so he did not have a perfect puppyhood. They tried to go to the puppy class and the youngster class at their local trainer, but that didn't go so well. Diego was bitten twice there. It triggered a doggy problem for him, but that's a different story. And he didn't meet that many people because at first everybody was scared, right? When COVID hit and stayed at home, and which was awesome, right? But for the dogs who got adopted during that period, it was really hard. The only good thing was that a lot of people started going outside again and taking walks and stuff like that. So that was when Diego had the opportunity to meet actually other people. The thing was, though, that people just reached for him because he was really fluffy and a very, very cute puppy, and he always tried to hide. Now, his parents had been told that they could not allow him to hide because that would increase his fear. And that is one of the worst advices I've ever heard. It's so common and it's so wrong. You can never increase fear with social support. You cannot. It's not possible. But that's what they did. So they held him and people were allowed to touch him. Now, when he got older and heavier, he would no longer have it. So he would just turn around and pull like crazy in any kind of direction that is away from the person. And also, people, they are not that scared of a big white dog as they are of a big black dog. But he is a really big dog, so they weren't as forthcoming as with a puppy. So his experiences with people were not that good, right? And what he also did from right from the start, whenever they had their first guests over, was that he would run up to them and then pee himself. Again, they didn't see it right away because during COVID, there were no guests, right? So he was already in adolescence when they started having guests over. And at first, they thought it had something to do with marking. And they went to the vet. The vet told them that they had to get him castrated and then it would stop. And they did that. And what happened was, and this is really another thing that's common and unfortunate, he became more afraid. Testosterone is a hormone that really contributes to bravery and confidence a little bit. And if you take it away, the fear becomes more obvious. That's what happened with him. So he was more afraid. He wanted nothing to do with people on the street. He would avoid them from a pretty great distance, and he would show more and more and more excitement whenever guests came over. Of course, this has a learned part as well, right? But the combination really contributed to that. So what they did was, at first, they yelled at him for peeing. Then they realized that he was probably not marking anything. He was probably afraid because he didn't lift a leg or anything. He was cowering down, and at first he tried to hide. But in that house, there was nothing to hide. They had open floor plans, so there were really not that many walls and not many hiding spaces. And again, he was a very big dog. And sometimes it's fascinating how small of a space a big dog can fit in, but there were no kind of cave-like areas. He could hide under the stairs, but that's kind of creepy as well, right? If people run up and down the stairs and just over your head, it's weird. So that was not working for him. So what did help was taking him with them to the door so he could actually see who's coming over. But still, whenever they came in and the greeting started and the excitement started, he peed himself. So there was the question of, is this just excitement? Because some dogs, especially young dogs, pee themselves when they get really excited, right? For him, that was not the case. It was definitely fear. His ears were back, his eyes were huge, his lips were pressed together. And the hiding actually was the most obvious of the signs, right? And what also happened pretty much at the same time was that he started to bark at people who walked by their fence. Whenever he was in the backyard and whenever he was in the dining room, because they had floor deep windows and he could see onto the street. Now, there are dogs who are fine with that, but many dogs are actually stressed when they can see that well and are not very confident about people walking by, dogs walking by, mailman coming over, and things like that. So what we did was cover the windows with a film and to a little bit higher than Diego was, so he could no longer see outside. That helped him relax indoors a lot. Not outdoors though, right? And I am not a big fan of alone time in the garden. We have no control over what could be stressing our dogs. We have no control over who might be reaching in or throwing something in or mocking the dog or whatever. And some dogs are escape artists as well. So, yeah. And most dogs I see are not fine with being outside when they are alone or for a longer period of time anyway, because they have never learned to relax outside and they get stressed or excited by every little stimulus. So every little leaf that flies by, every little animal that they see, every person that walks by, every car that drives by, and so on. So they cannot relax, they cannot rest, and that again contributes to behavior issues. So for him, it was barking all the time, and they lived in a neighborhood where nobody cares if a dog was barking. But for him, this was not a relaxing life, right? Also not very relaxing was that he actually did not get any exercise, any enrichment, any natural dog things to do. They did throw a ball sometimes, but to be honest, throwing a ball is not really a fitting exercise. It's a part of the hunting chain that is in nature very, very short and has a longer period before and a longer period after that helps build up and then remove the stress hormone. So when a dog's hunting in nature, he would stalk the prey and that would build up adrenaline, right? And then there would be a very short chasing period. And then there would be dissecting and eating, and that period would be a lot longer again. And that would help to get rid of the adrenaline again, right? When we throw a ball, we only take the high peak adrenaline episode out of the hunting chain. And then we leave the dog hanging. That's when the ball junkies are created. And for him, a dog who had a hard time relaxing anyway, this was not a good idea. On walks, he had to walk behind them because that was something they had heard somewhere. And if he was in front, he would pull like crazy, which is, again, a stress issue. Another sign that he was stressed outside was that he could not eat anything outside, or at least not what they gave him. So all of these things, there was a health issue as well, but that would go a little bit too far. It was treated at the beginning of our training together, and he was actually fine. So what we did was, at first, we introduced natural doggy things. So on walks, he was allowed to go in the front with a longer leash. He was invited to sniff. He was actually taking really good food outside. So they had to start with really, really yummy things. But that worked. So we introduced sniffing and nose work and things like that. We introduced little tricks. So things we needed for the guest situation anyway, and recall and all those things. So just doing things together, because he was a dog who had lost trust in people in general and also his parents, unfortunately, because as they had learned, they had not rewarded or praised or things like that. They had only yelled at him whenever he did, to be honest, natural doggy things, like destroying his toys and throwing a pillow around because he was bored, or throwing his toys around because he was bored. All those things are natural, and they could be fixed with just doing more with him and just paying a little bit more attention to him. And on walks, until we found the yummy treats he ate, they started with praising him. And it was not easy for them because they had practiced 3 years of just yelling at him and only saying kind things when they were snuggling on the floor because he was not allowed on the sofa. So this was a relationship that really needed mending, because if you live with somebody who only yells at you whenever you express any kind of need, how can you trust that person? And it was obvious in Diego's body language. He was timid around his parents. He was very careful about what he did. But then again, he could no longer control himself at one point and throw something around because it was just fun for him and he was bored, right? So that's what they worked on. And of course, also on everything that triggered barking. So he did not get any alone time in the garden again. They walked outside with him together so that they could intervene if there was anything coming, if there was a person, and they could catch him still being quiet and just looking at the person, which was awesome. He learned that really quickly. And he actually had fun learning, right? He was young and he was very eager to be introduced to new stuff, and he was also very into nosework games. So It was pretty easy to occupy that dog. It was pretty easy to find things he liked because he liked everything. And he built up trust with his parents again very quickly. So the whole displays of avoiding and appeasing behaviors, so just being timid around them, that disappeared pretty quickly, which was awesome, right? It's way easier to train a dog who trusts you. And when that worked, they could start working on the guest situation, and not in an overwhelming way. They started with me as a trainer, and Dad would come home every day in the evening, right? So they created a guest situation, but with Dad coming home. It's a real advantage when one of the parents works longer than the other one because you can actually do those games. And Dad pretended to be a guest every day, so using the bell and coming in and the greeting and all those things. Of course, Diego realized that it was Dad, but that made it easier for him to follow the new rules and do whatever his parents wanted him to do. And until they were ready to actually work with real guests, they did have people come over, but they met them outside. And that was a lot easier for him. So, this is not a recipe, right? You have to see what fits your dog. But very often it's easier to meet the people outside or go for a little walk before going in or meeting them in the garden or whatever. And then whatever you want from your dog has to fit what your dog is comfortable with. So if your dog has an easier time meeting guests at the door, try to build your training plan around that. And which is another very, very important thing, and it was a real game changer for Diego as well, was that he got a relaxation zone. A relaxation zone is a spot in the house where nobody walks by accidentally or trips over the dog or whatever. So, no doorways. And if you have a dog who is barking at the window, not next to a window, or if you cover the window, that can be fine. It depends on the dog. For Diego, it was actually next to the floor deep windows because there was no other spot he could have a corner of some sort or hiding somewhere. So that was where the window panes actually helped him a lot. And the last thing that was difficult for him was the mailman. It's a classic. It's really typical. It's kind of a cliche, but it was a thing for him. And if your dog only barks at the mailman and you don't have an issue with that, and your dog lives a pretty relaxed life, right? And it's just barking at the mailman, you might not even need to train that. But for Diego, who was actually afraid of people and timid around strangers and all those things, it fit into the training plan, so we did do the mailman as well. And of course, that was part bell, right? So, starting at the bell again, it's the same thing as with guests, so that fits pretty well. And then the mailman actually does something that people usually don't, and that's what's so triggering or hard for dogs. The mailman comes and he does something at the door, which kind of has to look like a robot trying to break in, right? From the dog's point of view. And whenever the dog starts barking like crazy, the mailman leaves. And yes, the mailman would leave anyway, but the dog doesn't know that, right? From the dog's perspective, the barking leads to the mailman leaving. So the barking works. And of course, the dog will do whatever works. So this is rewarding in itself. So we have to step in and work on not having the barking in the first place. And then we will see that the dog realizes that doing something else also makes the mailman leave. Like, for Diego, it was coming to mom and going with her to the door. And that was fine for him. He just wanted her to react to him telling her, hey, there's someone coming. And that worked fine. So it gave him a sense of security again, and it made the barking stop. So perfect, right? Why don't you tell me in the comments if your dog has an issue with the mailman? I would love to know, because it's really something very common. And with that, I wish you a lot of fun training, and we'll see each other next time. Bye!